The United States says it is concerned about the Islamic State group attracting recruits and acquiring resources in North Africa. The forces fighting against IS in Syria and Iraq are retaking ground in oil fields. While this is seen as a success, one U.S. government official says there is concern about recruits coming from Libya and parts of Egypt. Anti-IS fighters in the northern part of Iraq are taking back territory and oil revenue, so IS looks for new sources of income. Iraq's largest refinery was taken back from IS in October. President Barack Obama says IS has lost 40% of the area it once controlled in Iraq. In Syria, IS controls about 80% of the oil fields. But one U.S. official says production is slow, and the group is not earning as much money from oil as it once did. Oil refineries and transport trucks are targets, and oil prices are down by about half since 2014. One U.S. official says IS is looking at the oil assets in Libya and elsewhere, but will be prepared. Libya's oil industry has suffered since the country's civil war started in 2011. That makes Libya a potential recruiting ground for IS. One defense official says Libya is the next big thing for ISIL. I'm Dan Friedel.